This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, on this Valentine's Day, we just got a wedding announcement of sorts for American Airlines and U.S. Airways. The boards of both carriers have approved a merger. The new airline will be the world's largest. It'll be called American Airlines, and it'll be based in Fort Worth, Texas. We're joined now by Bob Crandall, who is the former CEO of American Airlines. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. So what do you think are the ups and downs of this merger in your mind?
Well, I think it's mostly ups, Jeremy. The new company, the new American, is going to have a great many more destinations. It'll have more hubs across which to interchange traffic between the flights of the consolidated new airline. It'll be, in all respects, I think, a fundamentally enhanced competitor.
So why did it take American so long to find a partner when all of its competitors did that some time ago?
Well, if you look at what might have been done, American and Continental didn't fit very well together because one's headquartered in Houston and the other one's headquartered in Dallas. American and Delta collectively would have been too big. The only combination that American could have done at some time in the past is a combination with Northwest.
But a merger was mandatory, you think? It had to happen.
Well, yes, it has to happen because American didn't declare bankruptcy when all the other major carriers did. And as a consequence, American had much higher costs than those carriers that had gone into bankruptcy. And as a consequence, American, in an effort to keep its costs competitive, stopped flying a lot of flights and stopped serving a lot of destinations. And so what you've got today is American, which is a much smaller carrier than it was at one time, and U.S. Airways, which has not had the scale to compete adequately with the others. And so you're putting together two carriers that complement one another, and you're creating a third major competitor, which from the standpoint of consumers is a good idea.
So what does this mean for customers? What would you tell customers to expect in a world with basically three big global carriers and then a couple of low-cost carriers?
Well, I think what the customer will see is not much different than what it has seen. As consolidation has occurred, there have been fewer fare wars.
Higher fares.
And not so much higher fares, but fewer fare wars where there were individualized bargains. But I think what you've got here, Jeremy, is a circumstance where for many years prior to this round of consolidation, the airline industry wasn't making any money. The fact is, if U.S. consumers want a robust air transportation system in the United States, they've got to pay enough to allow the carriers that operate that system to make profits.
Bob Crandall is the former CEO of American Airlines. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeremy.